We've got a lot to unpack from Amit Sehgal's Telegram feed today, especially concerning the potential hostage release. What's your initial assessment?
The report of a high chance that some hostages will be released as early as tomorrow is significant. The timing, coinciding with Trump's address to the Knesset, adds another layer of political complexity. It's crucial to manage expectations. Trump addressing the Knesset. That's quite a scene. How do you think that plays into the broader political landscape right now?
It's a powerful visual statement of support for Israel. However, it also has the potential to further polarize opinions, both domestically and internationally, depending on the content of his speech. The reference to potential peace agreements with Saudi Arabia, Indonesia, and even Syria, contingent on a political horizon, is particularly noteworthy.
A political horizon. That's vague, but loaded. Dremmer's assessment seems optimistic, considering everything.
Yes, it is optimistic. But it also signals the potential for a new diplomatic push following the resolution of the immediate crisis. The Saudis and others have made it clear that progress on the Palestinian issue is vital for normalization.
Now, there's also this report about the mother of a fallen soldier requesting the Hostages Square be renamed Heroes Square after their return. That's a powerful sentiment.
It reflects the deep emotional toll this conflict has taken on Israeli society. It's a natural desire to honor the soldiers who sacrificed their lives, but it also risks overshadowing the plight of the hostages who are still in captivity.
There's also mention of boos directed at Netanyahu at the Hostages Square. That's complicated.
The boos directed at Netanyahu, juxtaposed with the polite applause for Erdogan, highlight the deep divisions within Israeli society. The excerpt from the Israel Hayom column suggests that the effort to link the return of the hostages with the removal of the government may have backfired. It's a complex and sensitive issue.
So, the article suggests that by politicizing the hostage situation, the opposition actually strengthened Netanyahu's position.
That's the argument. By demanding a complete end to the war and a full withdrawal in exchange for all the hostages, the opposition may have inadvertently reinforced the perception that Netanyahu was the only one standing firm against Hamas's demands.
Gantz's statement is interesting. He acknowledges the booing was a mistake and expresses gratitude to Trump and his team.
It shows a degree of statesmanship and an understanding of the importance of maintaining bipartisan support, particularly from the U.S. Gantz's remarks are a clear attempt to distance himself from the politicization of the hostage issue.
Smotrich stating he'll remain in government to ensure Hamas is dismantled. That sounds like a commitment to continue the military operation.
It is. It underscores the divergent views within the government regarding the long-term strategy in Gaza. Smotrich's statement suggests that he prioritizes the complete destruction of Hamas over other considerations, such as a broader political settlement. Finally, the reports that the hostage release might begin Monday morning. That's the most important piece of news. If true, it would be a significant breakthrough and a moment of immense relief for the families and the entire nation. However, it's important to remember that this is just the beginning of a long and difficult process.